escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, and welcome back. There you have it. Can't say any better than the voice right there. 104.3 FM WQAM. First time after 30-something years on 560 AM. The sports talk is going to 104.3 FM, which is a lot stronger signal, as you heard, from Jupiter down to the Keys. So, never had that.
Isla Mirada just checked in. Key Largo. Loud and clear in the car.
Good?
Yep.
That's good. That means Dave Hyde, who's down there a lot, between
you
Jimmy
like it.
Johnson.
I know you're big down there.
Yeah, no, I love going down there. I do. I love I going down there more than my wife does.
Do you ever go anywhere she likes? Oh, yeah, you did. Didn't you go to like England or something?
Yeah, I went to France.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to say.
It was, yeah.
Last couple have been for you, but.
Sometimes. Jeez, Woody. You have to put it like that.
I thought the Tahoe thing looked really beautiful.
No, she likes that place. Yeah. That's good.
But I know that's mutual. Place.
But I do, you know, since I was a little guy, that's.
It looks great, man. I really do want to get.
You don't appreciate it when you're a little guy because you just think everybody's got a lake like this somewhere, and then you go, no, you really don't. This Sierra Nevada thing with this big beautiful lake in the middle is pretty friggin' special.
So you guys would just drive out there.
What?
Like in the summer, you just drive out there, hang out in Tahoe?
I'm not driving there ever. Drive across the country?
No, not from here. I'm saying when you were growing up.
Yeah, well, it's only a couple hours away. Yeah. Nice. No, I thought you were being a wise guy.
I'm going to jump in the car and
drive 5 days to stay 5 days and then drive 5 days back to get back here. Hey, so there it is, man, and we appreciate so many texts coming in from different parts of Palm Beach and even further north. And we do appreciate it. We wanted to know if it was real.
We got another check in here, Joe. Lake Okeechobee.
Okeechobee. We miss her. I was waiting for her to go, hey, Okeechobee is in good shape. Hey, you know what's so funny, Woody? So when Claudia goes, hey, listen, this signal's really strong at 104.3 FM. And I said, yeah, right. And first thing I thought, yeah, right. I called you later and go, Woody, what's the deal on the FM signal? She goes, no, Joe, it's a lot stronger. It's not even close. You got AM on your brain, man. This is a different world now. This is...
By the way, I will also tell you we work in parking garages and tunnels, I've been told.
Really?
Yeah, you know how you drive like a parking garage, the second you hit it, the AM signal just like goes out.
Well, the one that hurt me the most is my son who had just moved back, and he said, hey, Dad, I got to be honest, man. Can't get you. You know what? Because the car doesn't have AM. That's crushing.
Really? The car didn't have AM?
Certain cars don't have AM radio.
Oh.
And I went, wow.
That's not good.
That hurts. That's hurt. So take that. Got FM now. We're a little different deal. Hey, we got Charles Davis going to join us. CBS and doing the preseason games for the Tennessee Titans. Cam Ward, now the quarterback there. And he's got our first two games on CBS, both the Colts and the Patriots game, the road opener and the home opener. So we'll be seeing Charles Davis a lot. We're going to talk to him coming up. Get caught up on some news around the National Football League. We'll have that for you coming up in just a few minutes. But before we jump on that, we're all caught up with our business here. We did have to get to – by the way, that was mandatory. Don't think I just was sitting here. That was a mandatory from corporate that that ran, put a lot of time into that thing. By the way, Woody, did you know before it happened, yes or no?
I did not, and I made a strong push to have it called the Joe, but no luck.
Okay. Baptist Health South Florida.
I got a lot of laughs in the meeting, right, man. Come on.
Baptist Health South Florida. Okay. Baptist Health South Florida, man. I want to talk about them because we do have one of the top sports medicine programs in the country right here in our backyard. So when I have some people and parents that, you know, have some money, go, hey, my son got hurt, but we're going to a specialist. And I go, you don't need to. We got the best damn specialist. Our specialist is just as good as any specialist anywhere in the country. They're that good. They've been handpicked to come down here, man. And they take care of Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. Tons of experience, great facilities. But yes, top specialists, knee, shoulder, foot and ankle specialists, hand specialists, back specialists, hip and knee replacement doctors, and Achilles. You know, man, doctors are just doing nothing but Achilles, man. What an injury that's become for kids of all different ages and grown-ups just like myself, popping that Achilles. Hey, with great facilities, like I said before, we got you covered, including 595 and Pine Island Implantation. All you have to do is visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. Let's get you healthy back out playing the sports you love the most.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, let's go to a real special friend for a long, long time. Charles Davis of CBS. You see him on the games on the NFL. Also does preseason games for the Titans as he gets ready, as we all do down here in South Florida, to watch and see how our man Cam Ward is going to be. Charles, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Joe. How about yourself?
Man, I'm hanging in there. I'm burning it pretty good down here right now, a little bit for an old guy, maybe going a little bit too hard. But hey, Charles, it's nice to be wanted, right, compared to the phone's not ringing.
You got that right. Yeah, we'll take tired as opposed to well-rested anytime.
Hey, so you got these games coming up. I couldn't wait, you know. I called you the other day and I said, hey, man, are you doing these games still? Because I can't wait to hear about Cam Ward. I think he's going to be really good. I don't know how much he has around him, Charles. What's the weapons look like around him, the supporting cast?
Well, Joe, as you know, you always start with the big guys who will try and keep him upright and give him a chance to throw the ball, right? And they've really upgraded their offensive line. But we have to find out what that truly means, because J.C. Latham, they drafted last year out of Alabama in the first round to play left tackle, but he was a right tackle his entire career in college and was overweight and struggled as a rookie. So they went and signed Dan Moore, the left tackle of Pittsburgh, who's been a four-year starter, and that sounds great, but four-year starter to what degree of play?
Yeah,
I think he got better. I do. I absolutely do. I watched him for 4 years in Pittsburgh. He got better. But is he the ultimate answer? Well, I'll put it to you this way, Joe. They signed Andre Dillard a few years ago. Remember that off of Philadelphia to be their left tackle?
Yep.
And I remember thinking that is not going to be money well spent before he ever got to Tennessee. And unfortunately, correct. And I wasn't alone in that assessment. They really whiffed on that one. They think they're going to be better with Moore because now it allows them to put Latham back at right tackle, his natural position. Plus, he's lost almost 40 pounds. He looks great. Latham does. He really came to camp ready to go. They signed Kevin Zeitler, and you know Kevin Zeitler is a veteran, and he's been around a while, but he knows how to play. He doesn't miss games. He plays very well at right guard. Peter Skoronski keeps getting better, their former first-round pick at left guard. And if they can get Lloyd Cushenberry back at center for the season. Remember, he tore his Achilles last year. They feel like this offensive line has the potential to be a lot better than last year. And I would agree with that assessment, but they have to go out and play. So we'll have to find out as we go. Out wide, Calvin Ridley will be his number one receiver. Chig Okonkwo, the tight end, will be a nice target for him. They drafted Gunnar Helm out of Texas with the receiving tight end. But they're going to have to, you know, have some veterans and rookies jump up. Tyler Lockett from Seattle's there. Van Jefferson has been around the league. Last in Pittsburgh is there. But they drafted two rookies, Chimre Dike out of University of Florida, formerly of Wisconsin. And they also drafted Elik Iomanner, the wide receiver out of Stanford. So, obviously, veterans, can you play at a high level?
Yeah.
Rookie, can you come along quickly? You get the whole idea.
Hey, Charles, everybody's got the same topic. I would love to know how many camps when people are talking, because the Dolphins are still talking about, and they've added a rookie to the offensive line. They also got a veteran guy from the Steelers as well, James Daniels. But it's still now Austin Jackson's down for a couple weeks, and they're not sure about the backup offensive lineman. Is this going on almost every camp? Everybody's saying, we hope, but we don't know for sure if we have enough on the offensive line?
Yeah, and even when you feel like you do, Joe, nothing is for certain, because the Los Angeles Chargers felt very good about their offensive line. And they signed Rashawn Slater to a monster contract about 11, 12 days ago. And he blows his knee in practice yesterday, and he's done for the season. So even when, you know, you have it, what do they say, best laid plans? And, you know, one of my good friends, an author named Harlan Coben, has in almost every book, man plans, God laughs. So you just, you know, you just don't know what you're going to have and how it's going to go. So even as you're building, you have question marks. And just when you think you've got it, something will jump in and cause some question marks. Because now, I'll just go very quickly here. So the Chargers, they thought they had their bookend tackles for how long now? Left tackle in Slater, right tackle in Joe Alt, who they drafted last year. Now with this injury, Joe Alt is going to probably get switched to left tackle after playing right tackle his entire rookie year. And even though he played it in college, you know, here we go. Here's a change. Yeah. and now Trey Pipkins would probably be your right tackle, and that's not a good thing for them. Okay? Trey Pipkins is he manages to stay in this league, and I just go, congratulations. but if he's my starting right tackle, I'm worried. I am very worried.
Yeah, I just think this topic seems to go on with like 26 of the 32 teams or something. But anyway, hey, we got some other things to get to here. You're going to be doing the Miami Dolphins first your broadcast with CBS. You got the Colts game and Dolphins, and the next week you'll be down here with the Patriots opening up with the Dolphins at home here. So I wanted to ask you your thoughts. You've been doing Dolphin games for a long time from away. What's the perception right now of this Miami Dolphin team?
I would say most people, because you kind of look at it in divisions and silos, right, Joe?
Yes.
So each division is its own silo. So who's the favorite? What team's ascending? What team's descending? Are teams having a lot of question marks? You know, that sort of a deal. So if you take the AFC East, Buffalo, you're like, yeah, okay, it's theirs. A year ago, we were saying, if you want Buffalo, now's the time to go get them, and no one did. Now you're not going to get them, right? So to me, the East is Buffalo and Chase. So what does that mean for everyone else? To me, New England is ascending. Like the move with Vrabel, like their offseason free agency, like their last couple of drafts, like their quarterback. It feels like they are moving in the right direction. But let's remember, they're moving in the right direction on a team that didn't win very many games.
Right.
Does that automatically make them contender? I don't think so. But does that mean that they can contend for second in the East? I do think so.
Yeah.
So they're similar to Tennessee, where their offensive line was so abysmal last year that any moves they made looked good. Okay? They drafted a rookie. They've got a veteran right tackle. They got a veteran center. They should be better, but it remains to be seen. Right? The Jets. Brand new management again, GM, head coach, quarterback. Still a lot of question marks. Defense should still be pretty good, but still a lot of question marks. I think Miami fits into that same category. Last year what we were saying going in was, it's time for Miami to beat the good teams. Okay, it's not enough to beat the teams you're supposed to, but when you start playing some of those bullies, can you stand in there and punch with them and beat them? That didn't happen. This year, I think we're adding a few more question marks. Some guys are gone. You know, they didn't do it again. Off-season comments by guys on the team about how last year we said we would buy in and we didn't, but right. This year we're going to buy in. Question marks. I think the second place in the East is up for grabs among those three teams. It absolutely is. I would say nationally, people are more bullish on New England, but that comes with Vrabel, his past record, right? What they've done recently, and having that young quarterback in Drake May that excites people. Justin Fields, this is his third team where he'll have a chance to be a starting quarterback. So people want to see if he can cement himself in, and obviously we know what's going on with Miami. So it's going to be fun to watch, because I do think there's a chase for second place.
Yeah.
And second place may very well get you into the playoffs.
Hey, Charles, I did want to ask Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson. It's been interesting. Poor Anthony Richardson just can't stay healthy. Took another shot last night, and I'm surprised he didn't hurt more than just his finger, that shot he took. But anyway, what's going to happen there? I just feel like Daniel Jones is going to end up being the starter against the Miami Dolphins. What do you think?
Yeah, it kind of feels that way, and it felt that way long before we got to this injury, Joe. I think from the moment Daniel Jones signed with Indianapolis, because – you remember when we were talking around combine time, that's the time frame I think Chris Ballard said that there would be competition for the starting quarterback job. And we all went,
yep.
Yeah, but who's on the roster this competition? And then they signed Daniel Jones. And we went, oh. And look, Daniel Jones hasn't exactly inspired us to say, hey, he'll be all pro this year. But at the same time, we've seen flashes. You know, sometimes quarterbacks blossom later. Sam Darnold could call and raise his hand and go, hey, I went through how many teams before I had my big year, so you never know. So you just kind of felt like if Anthony Richardson wasn't truly locked in, ready to go, Daniel Jones was the type of player who could take his job. And I thought that before the injury. And then watching last night, I don't know what happened on the blocking scheme, Joe.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if the protection was called wrong. I don't know if someone blew an assignment. Was the back supposed to step down and chip? Was, you know, I don't know what happened. But you know what they say? An unblocked pass rusher should do some damage. And this one did, and unfortunately it was Anthony Richardson's finger.
Hey, I leave you with this one, Shedeur Sanders. This whole thing in Cleveland's weird. Six quarterbacks now on the roster, with Huntley now joining them because of injury. And right. And you've got Deshaun Watson sitting there going, I'm not going anywhere. You owe me guaranteed money. I still want to play. So Shedeur Sanders gets a chance to start. Does he have enough around him to look good and have a chance to either be the first or second quarterback on this roster, in your opinion?
I think we could ask that same question about all of them, Jeff, yeah. with Cleveland. Yeah. I think we could. I feel like I know what Kevin Stefanski wants to do, which is really run the football, control the game, be able to run off of that play action, Joe. You know what I'm talking about? Yep. With the zone runs and then bootleg out and hit people out in the flat, run three tight ends out there and try and run that at people. I don't know that their roster's built for it again. They're trying to. When they had their playoff seasons, they were. Baker Mayfield was really good that one year, and then they punished him for playing hurt, and now they wish they had him back. They made a mistake on that one. To me, that's on Cleveland. But Flacco, I think, will be the starter. I'd be shocked if he's not. Shedeur, you know, Dillon Gabriel, Kenny Pickett, everyone's in the same boat trying to figure out how they're going to run this. Remember, they drafted Quinshon Judkins to be that second runner for them. He might never play in the league. I mean, his legal stuff is going to be tough. I don't know that we're going to get him and see him. That changes and alters what they're going to do. I think ultimately Flacco begins the year, and then if things don't go well, you know, obviously you're going to look at one of the rookies, Shedeur and Dillon Gabriel. I truly don't know where they stand right now with each other. Gabriel's been hurt.
Yeah.
Shedeur had a sore shoulder. I really don't know. But they've had too many quarterbacks around trying to take reps for us to draw very many conclusions, I believe. And yeah. I know we're laughing about six. Deshaun Watson's on the roster, but he really doesn't count. He's not going to play.
What a weird – just having him in the meetings every day. How weird is that? Like, you're getting ready, and the guy that's got the guaranteed big contract sitting over there, and everybody yeah. knows, like, it's great you're here, but your ass, you're not playing. It's just, the whole yeah. thing is just – it would be weird going to work every day knowing – they really don't want him around. That is just a crazy yeah. one, Charles.
Yeah, it's kind of like me showing up at the high school dance. You know, everybody said, "Oh, he showed up," but we really don't want him around.
Not now, Charles. Not before they wanted you around, Charles. Don't say that, man. I know better. Hey, Charles, thank you, brother. I really appreciate you coming on, man. For a few, we're gonna see you a lot, man. I can't wait to see you up in Indianapolis. As well as yes. down here in Miami in week two with the Patriots. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Always look forward to seeing you, Joe. Can't wait to see you and visit.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Charles Davis.
Take care now.
You got it. From CBS, broadcaster on the NFL shows and on the games, as well as doing preseason football with the Tennessee Titans. Likes to get the warm-up in there, and has got our guy Cam Ward. See how that goes. We got to go to break, man. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. A lot of news. We got news here at the radio station. We've got news with our teams. And we got some other stuff. What are you doing that whole WNBA thing again? 5 in the last 10 days?
I was thinking of steering clear, but...
with the adult object? Sex know. Toy? What are you calling it? What are you calling it?
Whatever is politically correct.
Yeah, know, man. We cover that.
How does this keep happening, by the way?
By the way, these guys, it's like stupid. Like,
you're going to have to make an example out of someone, obviously.
Yeah.
This is like the memorabilia thing. Like, if you get caught doing this stuff, instant life.
See, the last guy life goes, sense. Man, I really regret that was stupid I did. That was real. Yeah. You didn't figure that out after the first one?
I don't know, man. Anyone that does something like that is not good for society.
It's just
take them.
I know.
Them
I know. Listen, honestly, I know some people had laughs and having fun on social
no,
media.
No, Twitter's been their jokes have been on point. But that's what they, you know, you got to laugh about stuff, I guess. But
I don't know, man. It's just so. I'm not politically correct myself, but it's yeah. just, it's...
Well, it's kind of getting old.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
When something happens too many times, it kind of loses its luster, right?
All right, yes, yes, I agree, Woody. Hey, we got more stuff to...
Anyways, I guess I'll steer clear now then.
What's that?
You want me to skip it?
No, you can do it if you want.
I don't really want to. I think we just kind of did.
These guys getting arrested, or are they just...
So, we were reading about it here, and I guess they let the guy go. Like, they found out who it was. They thought they found out who it was, and they showed him interviewing the guy in the front of the building, and they just let him go.
Wow. All right. Hey, listen, let's keep rolling here. We got Hollywood's headlines coming up. We got a lot more. We're going to be talking to Dr. Barry here in the 8 o'clock hour. He got a great message that I want everybody out there to hear that might be going through some tough times. I want to let you know you are not alone. And on top of that, Brian Baldinger is going to join us. Mike Florio. We got a lot of NFL stuff today to get to here. We also want to tell you about something very important for you. And if you've been in a slip and fall, you've been injured in an automobile accident, you're going through it right now, you're in a lot of pain, and you're in no mood to not be taken care of properly by the law firm you've chosen. And if you've already made that and you're not happy where you are, and you don't feel like you're real important right now, you don't feel like what you've gone through, you've called them, you don't get a call right back, I would be pissed off. And if you're not, you should be. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah, you won't have to worry about that. I want to let you know, compassionate, understanding, caring, call you right back, great communication. I always tell everybody this, man, and it's so true. Harvey always makes a point to tell me, hey, Joe, just tell people, just go see what people are saying, man. Go to the reviews. That's the place to go. Go to conanjudah.com, read the reviews. They're saying a lot of great things. I've got some favorites. I was reading them last night again. Hey, they made us feel like we were their only client. Their communication was fantastic, even on the weekend. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Harvey. Compassionate, understanding, caring, and they think communication's important. And I want to let you know there's no handoffs. Nope, they leave that for the running game in the NFL and college football. They're not doing handoffs. It's Gary and Harvey. That's it. That's who's going to handle your case. Two partners with more than 60 years of experience between them, just doing great, great work. And I want to let you know this. They're big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results, small enough just to call you back, and they take pride in that. Let you know all the way through how you're doing, where it stands, any questions you have. They're there for you all the time. Go to conanjudah.com, 866-324-7333. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. They are going to handle your case. Harvey Cohn and Gary Judah.
Catch the number one non-sports sports show.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
He's going with Allen Iverson. Good choice. And Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
Of course, in the draft class, right? Maybe the best draft class ever.
Pretty damn good. Which pick didn't work out? The guy for Detroit.
Yeah, it was a Darko Milicic, I think was his name, right?
Yeah, the only guy.
He was second, right? Because it was like LeBron
yeah,
won.
They, yeah, a lot of whiff, lot of whiffs there.
Yep. But that'll be cool, by the way. That'll be cool to watch. I know Carmelo's kind of a controversial, you know, whatever.
You know his nickname, Sticky. Ball sticks to him.
I know, you gave him that. Yeah. Nicely done. All right, Joe. Big news here for anybody who is a fan of The Price is Right, as we'll go off sports here for a second. We're going to have upcoming contestant search auditions right here in South Florida. You like this? Do you like the show?
I see it sometimes. Be on during the day.
I happen to really like this show a lot. August 29th, Joe, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's actually going to be at Toyota of Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The casting will take place at Toyota of Hollywood inside the Toyota of Hollywood showroom. Complimentary admission be provided at the Price is Right table outside of the taping area. Just check in. And there's a lot of different stuff here, Joe. Be enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Be yourself. That wouldn't work out great for me. You probably wouldn't get picked.
I don't know about that, Woody, but go ahead.
Don't be afraid to be too loud. So maybe you could be.
Oh, I knew that was coming. Yeah.
Have fun. Don't be overly aggressive. Be knowledgeable.
How many freaking rules do they have?
Don't bribe the producers. And cheer for everyone. By the way, if I was on a game show and someone like they were just spinning the wheel or whatever and someone beat me, I would have a tough time clapping for them. And I know they make you do that. You ever see that?
Yeah,
like
I do.
Like you lose like a heartbreaking, you know, like a car or something to someone, and they're like, come on.
You've been a great contestant.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jeez. All right, Joe, back to sports for a second here. Memorabilia again. Philadelphia man has pled guilty to selling forged Jason Kelce items worth $200,000. We hit this story a little while back here, but officially has entered a plea of guilty here. And
Jason Kelce stuff goes for a lot of money?
Well, if you have enough of it, Joe. And yes.
Jerseys or couldn't have been cards?
No, not cards. This is all like signed memorabilia here. But it's 1,100 pieces of memorabilia, so it's a lot. You probably remember this because the guy's name is Robert Capone.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if there's any relation to...
Yeah, Al.
You know, the guy you watch the movies about. But,
yeah.
Anyway, Joe, there's the charges here are third-degree felonies and forgery, which is a first-degree misdemeanor. So,
in today's world of big business of this stuff, why do people think they're going to get away with this? Why?
I don't know. People think they're going to get away with everything. The dumbest one of them all is the guys like who think they're going to get away with these gambling scams.
Oh, no,
that's the dumbest of them all. Like this, that Jonte Porter, like what an idiot.
You're like a part-time player, and all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of money to start with, bet on you for your numbers. That right there is like red flag.
And you know the people you're involved with are pigs, right? Because they're betting huge. And the guy leaves with an injury. Hey, man, they've all these guys have gotten caught. I mean, that's one you're not going to get away with.
Right.
I don't know why they do it in the beginning, but.
Well, you're done. You are toast, man. These leagues aren't putting up with it anymore. You are banned.
Joe, and here you go, man. In a case of, like, you never know what you have in your house.
Yeah.
They were going through a house in England, and the owner had died, so they're going through all the stuff there. And they had a bookcase in the house. They found an original first edition copy of The Hobbit from 1937.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. $70,000 the book sold for at auction.
So you're talking about the old grandma and grandpa passed away, and now everybody's going in to see what's...
So before you dump all that stuff at a garage sale or an estate sale, whatever, take a peek, man. You never know what you're going to find.
You know,
it's really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, that's why a lot of these people, they run around to garage sales. That's a big thing now. Because people throw away stuff they have no idea what they're throwing away.
Right, have no idea, and they get rid of it, and you're up there, and it's something you collect, and you're going, oh, my God, you don't know what this is worth. This is great.
The question is, do you have the heart to do that to someone?
You live in South Florida? Yes.
That would be tough, man.
Come on!
I wouldn't do it. You gotta give them a taste, right? You give them something, don't you? Like, oh, I'm going to fleece these old people. They don't know what they have, these idiots.
I'm with you. I don't know how you take advantage of the elderly. As I'm watching my dad and the scams out there he deals with.
No, there's a lot of them.
It's crazy.
But anyway, this is one of those you never know what you have on those old shelves, man. So take a peek before you dump it all for a penny in a garage sale.
And don't worry. You have family members that will. That house opens up. All of a sudden, you got family coming over to see what old mama left.
All right, and our final one here, Joe. Did you want to touch on the tennis here, Ben Shelton?
No, but, man, he's playing great.
Yeah, beat a guy named Karen Khachanov.
I didn't see who he played. But the U.S. Open's coming up here in a few weeks and finishing up here on the hard court. Yeah.
Who's the favorite for the U.S. Open? Who do we like?
Oh, I'm guessing that one name that always pops up, center. Alcaraz. Joker's got, see, again, on these majors, you got to win three sets. It's not a 2 out of 3, it's 3 out of 5. And he gets in some tough matches as he goes through the tournament. And then injury, and he's just, by the time he gets to the finals or semifinals, he is just... He just can't. He said it. He goes, I'm almost 40. These young guys they're fresh and ready to go.
Apparently the company's name is Green D Crypto. So that's the crypto bros that.
Well, they ought to feel really good about that, man.
Yeah.
That ought to be like, hey, we did it. We got a lot of people talking about us.
Yeah.
Get some new ones to throw.
It's funny. Someone has a texter here said, did the Hard Rock app make a huge mistake last night? I was able to get the Ravens at +10.5. I told you we bet on the games last night.
Come
I didn't
on,
even look
man,
who was playing.
People. And I saw ESPN the Ravens was are playing like the Colts, doing a breakdown the Colts, of the friggin' preseason games because they knew.
The Colts are terrible.
Oh.
And then the Seahawks played the Raiders, and the Raiders are terrible. And I'm watching the highlights right now because I checked my bet first thing this morning. This game ended in a tie.
That's correct. That would be 23-23.
It ended in a damn tie. So they I parlayed them both. I took Seahawks and Ravens because I thought they're playing two bad teams and we would have hit really nicely, but it tied.
God bless.
Just give you the first line, but
God bless all you people that gamble. No problem there. We like the Hard Rock app, but those of you that bet on preseason games.
Don't insult anyone.
Come on, man. I know you like action. What are you doing?
A lot of people are doing it.
You might as well just flip a coin. Don't look at it.
That's what betting is anyway.
No.
No one has.
No, you can bet.
No one has the inside track on these things, man.
That's not true. There are numbers. No, I agree. There's a lot of numbers.
There's always numbers.
But come on, man. Not preseason
games.
Come on.
How many people you know out there that do sports for a living that can't figure the gambling stuff out?
No. They all end up. Vegas got big, beautiful buildings for a reason. They take your money.
Hey, real quick here. Good morning to Steve from Syracuse coming in loud and clear. Syracuse, New York.
Yeah, but he's not.
I know. I just want to say good morning.
Oh,
to people.
No.
You
good morning.
To check
no.
In
I did. I did. I thought we were talking about the our new FM station, man.
Somebody noticed. Are you drinking water in there instead of coffee? Are you hydrating this morning?
I did have some water because
You know, had a big night.
No, I did. I had a little tequila last night, and when I have tequila and coffee and I leave water out, I cramp up. I cramp up like it's like I'm running out and dehydrated. I
didn't know where you were going with that.
No, it's legit. What do you think? I was going to say something else.
I thought it was going to affect your stomach.
No.
Negatively. There's
no, you can't. Nothing can mess this thing up.
By the way, good morning to all of our listeners in Milpitas this morning. A lot of people listening out there, apparently.
Even people in Milpitas?
Yep. A lot of people. We've gotten a bunch of those.
Well, listen, if...
Tell Uncle Harold I'm listening from Lakeland.
Wow.
How about that? Uncle Harold.
How about that? 104.3 FM, man. QAM. New first-time FM station for sports talk.
Loud and clear in Hialeah, someone said. That's good.
My Hialeah brothers, you got to have them.
I can't believe Key Largo, man. That's cool.
From the Keys to Jupiter. And honestly, I didn't believe her when she told me that. And it's nothing. She's always straight with me. Very, Claudia, our boss, and she goes, from Keys to I thought she said Key West. And I go, to Jupiter. And I went, I got to ask somebody about this. I almost wanted to get in the car and just drive to hear, like, all right, I want to hear this signal. But we got people this morning saying, man, it's coming in.
Let me give you a couple more quickies here. Carolina Rob said loud and clear. By the way, hello to Rob this morning. We met his mom at the Moose Lodge in Tamarack when we were out there. So good morning to him.
How'd you like the Moose Lodge?
Loved it. We had a great time out there. We did a football game watch party. Had a great time there, Joe. Let's see here. Another from Jupiter. So Jupiter's good. And another texter said, if it makes Joe feel better, we're in New York. The people in New York are mad at Jeter for skipping Yankee Old Timers Day tomorrow. So they're angry at Jeter up in New York. So good morning to Mike and Denver.
You know why, though? He and A-Rod just got done ripping the freaking team after the Marlins series.
Yeah, they did.
They crushed them.
Big Pine Key.
Good morning.
Good morning. Clear in Port St. Lucie. Good morning out there.
Man. I got to tell you, I owe her an apology today. I got to call her. I might have to call the big boss there. This is unbelievable. This is great stuff. It really is. So, hey, listen, we appreciate you getting back. And
we have one person
and letting
angry.
Us know.
You didn't mention the rising American tennis players on both sides, Joe.
The men and women from the United States of America. We got some great players.
Do we have any?
Oh, we're really athletic with the women, but Big Ben now is.
Is that what they're calling him?
You see him hit it?
Yeah, looked okay.
Got a monster serve, rips it, and he's got a little. He's very animated.
Yeah,
fist pumping. Yeah, people like him, man. We needed something like that.
Some of our other
guys are just kind of they're real professional,
like golfers. Yeah.
He got a little something to him, man.
Good morning to Savannah, Georgia.
All right,
good morning, Canton, Ohio.
Okay.
Another one, loud and clear in Port St. Lucie.
Man, that's
Naples.
Great. Naples. I didn't even think about the West Coast.
You live close to Naples out there.
All right. Hey, on that note, as soon as you screw something up and you have to say something stupid like you always do, that I'm out in the middle of Everglades or something. By the way, you're pretty far west now, too. You're part of the West family. Anyway, I do want to talk to you about Michael Conte at Choice Mortgage. Oh, my gosh. Before we get to the 8 o'clock hour, I want to let you know a few things. If you need to get a mortgage and you need to get it done quickly, this is what Michael Conte at Choice Mortgage can do for you. He's got a lot of great programs. He's got a program for seniors, program to convert your home equity into money quickly. That's what he's about. You've been declined by the banks. Process taking too long? Well, don't worry about it. Let's get you pre-approved. That's the way to do it. He gets you pre-approved. If you're first-time home buyers, he's got a plan all set up for you where you can go and the price, and you go, I got it right here. I've been approved. Let's do it. The deal is done. You get your first home. You're self-employed. You've been declined by the banks. Hey. Michael Koch has got a program for you. Hard money loans, another one he's doing. He's doing all kinds of great things. hard money loan. So you got a bunch of rental properties. You like take some equity out and get some more rental properties. You see the big picture of life, and you're going to make sure you got money when you're later on in life. Man, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, the guy's going to help you get that done. You need cash, whatever it is. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has no life. He's always working 7 days a week. Call or text him, 31, 32 years in business, MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. Go to Choice Mortgage Reviews, saying a lot of nice things about Michael Kotze.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.